Hello, students. It is time for us to embark upon our next writing genre in sixth grade as we prepare for seventh grade and beyond. We've just concluded with response to literature writing, and now we are going to work on argumentative writing, which for many years was called persuasive writing. So these are synonyms, of course, argumentative and persuasive for the writing genre. Our argumentative writing will begin with writing paragraphs. Each paragraph needs to be color-coded, just as before with our Jane Schaefer writing format. Also, within each paragraph, we need to have a topic sentence. There will also be your argument that is stated, sometimes called a claim. In addition to the argument, you have to have support, you have to have a fact, a concrete detail. There also will be a counter-argument, so basically stating something that someone else could say who disagrees with your point of view, and your counter-argument would be rebutting or a rebuttal to that. This will support your argument, trying to argue or persuade or convince someone of something. There are various topics we could use for argumentative writing. One topic could be trying to convince the principal or school administration to have a longer lunch or longer recess. You could write an argument to try to persuade them to make this change at the school. Another argument could be that students should be able to drive at 15 years old instead of 16 or 17, or possibly vote at 16 or 17 years old instead of the current 18 years of age. An argument that we're going to be hearing about today and reading and researching about and doing some writing is going to be related to buildings in San Francisco, since today is the anniversary of the great earthquake of 1906, April 18th, 1906. 110 years ago, early in the morning, as some of you know, there was a great earthquake and later fire that devastated the city of San Francisco. Signing off for now. Be ready for the next directions.